The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Oh, great. Okay, so hello again. Hello. Welcome to the happy hour. So for today's practice, I want to invite us to pause. So maybe the title of this of today's practice is In Praise of Pause. In Praise of Pause. So maybe I won't say too much about our practice before we get into it. I'll say more later. Maybe that's enough right now. So let's begin. Let's begin landing in your body. Arriving together. Arriving with wholehearted intention, with kind intention for ourselves, for others. Taking a pause from the busyness, from the distractedness, from switching channels, this channel and that channel and this other channel, taking a pause from all that, taking a wholesome pause. And resting, arriving in this body. Arriving in this moment in time. And inviting the body to relax and soften. Inviting the heart, the body and the mind to take a pause. A kind pause. A pause of kindness. If thoughts are arising and passing, it's okay. Let them come and go. Let your body and heart rest with the pause. We don't have to follow after every thought that comes up, every memory. Perhaps imagine that you are sitting in a comfortable chair, very comfortable chair in the middle of, say, a cabin, the middle of nature. And all around this cabin, there are doors and windows. And little animals, birds show up, say hi, and then leave. We don't have to get up and follow every little creature that shows up. The doors and windows. But we can have kindness for ourselves and for everything that's arising. In this simile, the doors and windows are the sense doors, the five sense doors, or sensations, sounds, smells, etc. arise, and the sixth one, the mind door, in Buddhism is where thoughts arise, where the replaying of all the other senses, sounds, music, we can replay it in our minds. So all these doors, these sense doors, these creatures come, they greet, they want to take our attention away. And we can rest with kindness. Rest with kindness. There can be many distractions in the world. Many distractions. We don't have to follow every thread, every little animal that shows up, every chipmunk. It's just a chipmunk. It's just a chipmunk. No need to pay attention. Let it come, let it go. Not important. Not worth your energy. Not worth your attention. Taking a pause, taking a kind pause. One breath at a time. And taking a pause, taking this pause, one breath at a time, out of kindness for ourselves. Out of kindness for the world. See how this taking a pause can be an expression of kindness for yourself and also for others and the world, so that you can become more available to respond wisely, compassionately to the needs of the world, needs of others, and yourself. Through taking a pause from it all. See what happens in your mind, in your heart, if you just pause, if you just stop, you can pick it all up in a few minutes. And pick it all up. What if you just pause? Press the pause button. The whirlwind of activity, the mind and the body and the heart. And just say to yourself, dear one, dear heart, we will hit play in just a few minutes. Right now, I'm going to hit pause. Friendly pause, loving pause. A loving pause. In praise of a loving pause. The nourishing pause. Just to keep presence with the breath as the conductor of the pause, as the conductor conducts an orchestra. And here, the breath. In breath, out breath. It's holding a baton, conducting the pause. For the orchestra within. And if you find that mind is still busy in thoughts and emotions, it's okay. No reason to judge yourself. It's okay. Thinking is what minds do. Be kind, be gentle. And see if it's possible to put it down gently, promising you'll pick it all up in just a few minutes. And ask the thoughts, the memories, the emotions if it's okay to just take a pause for 5 minutes. You'll be back. Befriend them. Befriend them all. Don't have to make enemies out of thoughts or emotions. They probably say, yes, it's okay. You can take 5 minutes off to take a pause. And then take a pause, a loving pause. In breath, out breath. You can tell your thoughts. Let's take a pause. Let's take a pause. And as we come to the end of this meditation session together, however this pause was, appreciate that you took a pause as much as possible, a loving pause, a wholesome pause, to be more connected, available for wisdom, compassion for yourself, others. And that you have planted seeds, not judging how this period was, but trusting you've planted seeds. And together, let's share the goodness of all these seeds we've planted together with all beings everywhere. May all beings everywhere be happy. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your practice. Ah, I enjoy taking a loving pause. I hope you did too. Ah. So I'll share a practice report. There was a time when there was this planning mind coming up, planning for something I need to do, planning. And I realized, wait, I'm taking a loving pause. And I shared, I actually said in my inner voice to the thought, oh, let's take a pause. And the planning mind agreed. Okay, we're going to take a pause. We're going to plan about that thing later. So I hope this was supportive for you as well. And we have a few minutes now for engaging together in small groups to share with one another what works for you, what works, what doesn't work to take a loving pause. Taking a loving pause through the day, do you do that? What would support you to do that? Maybe during this meditation, what was it like to take a loving pause? Was it challenging? What worked? What did you discover? What can you take forward? So we'll be in small groups of size 3. And thank you, Neil, for posting information about the HH etiquette, how to support ourselves and each other in the small groups. And small groups of size 3, which is just such a privilege to be engaging with fellow practitioners, speaking for your own benefit, not educating, not impressing, but really speaking for your own exploration, as if you're making a journal entry out loud and the other two people are just holding witness. They're not asking questions, they're not giving you advice. We're just supporting each other to explore what is a mindful loving pause. What's can we do that throughout our day? How can I bring more of this in? How can it be supportive to myself? I know that anyway, I can say more about it later. Let's go into small groups and I'll share more and I bet you all have. So let's go alphabetical order according to first name. Each person will offer one nugget for their own sake. Next person will come back to you round and round and round. So make each nugget succinct. Make sure everybody gets the chance and keep it limited to the practice. Keep it focused on the practice here and now. Okay. All right. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. I'm opening the rooms. Here we go. All the rooms are closed. Everybody is back. Welcome back, everyone. And would love to hear from you. What did you discover? What was it like to discuss taking a loving pause? And yeah, would love to hear from you. So you can, if you want to raise your Zoom hand, or actually, also I will change the chat settings here so you can chat in Zoom your discoveries, Claudia. I see your Zoom hand.
Hi.
Hi.
So for me, I love the label of loving pause because one of the things that I've been working on as I've shared with my group is this, the gap between stimulus and response. And I have called it taking a pause. But now I'm going to call it taking a loving pause, because it's not only just for me, but it's also for the other person. Because if I take a loving pause, it's like the third or fourth solution that pops in my head is probably the best, instead of the first one that seems to be like the one that I really want to do and I want really want to say. But you know what? If I take a loving pause, it's both loving for them and for myself. So I love that. Thank you, Nikki.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Claudia. Thank you so much for enriching and enriching with heartfulness the meaning of this for you and how you're going to be practicing it. I love it. Your deepens my appreciation of it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sandy, please.
Yeah, so three things. One, I teach preschool and I was talking to them and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm channeling Nikki right now with my smooth voice. And it was like, really, they love it. So thank you. And number two, I was like, gosh, that's
That's sweet.
sweet.
I'm happy to be channeled anytime, dear Sandy. That's so fun.
It was great too. They were all like so calm. Dude, number two, when I do this, I feel like I'm like terrible. I'm not like really good. My mind's running or anything. And I'm wondering if this is normal. I still get a benefit out of it. As bad as I think I am at this,
Yes.
I still feel better afterwards. Is that normal?
Yes. Oh my God. I am so glad you named it Sandy, because it's, we judge what we judge our results in short term, like, oh, my mind is cluttered or busy, or this is not working, or a bad meditator, blah, blah, blah. And yet this practice, as you just reported, it has a different way of working through our bodies, brains, hearts, this shift. I don't want to just say brains, even though, there in our zeitgeist there is so much of a focus on our brains, but that's limiting the impact of this practice. There's something that it just shifts in the way that we are taking a pause, and that shift. So absolutely, this works in ways we cannot imagine. We don't quite understand. So don't cut yourself short by saying, oh, you're not saying that, but like, oh, I'm distracted. Like, yeah, I sat. That's why at the end of every meditation, I try to say, don't judge it. Don't judge that it was this or that. You're planting seeds. They're going to flower. They're going to germinate in their own time, in the ways, in according to a natural law, a lawfulness that we don't quite get. We appreciate, like, yeah, this thing is working, and yet I feel like I'm just thinking, I'm doing thinking meditation, and yet it's working somehow. So that's exactly it, Sandy. Yeah. More
Oh,
power to
good.
you.
Like, that's exactly how I feel. I don't get it. And I definitely benefit from it. I don't understand,
You
but.
don't we don't have to get understand it for it to work. This is just great.
Yeah.
Just accept, be kind, be non-judgmental, and
Okay.
keep beginning again. Keep beginning again. Keep beginning again, lovingly, with your
Okay.
monkey mind, which we all have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Thanks
Sandy.
so much.
Gita, I see your hand, please.
To both your points, I had a very, to me, strange experience. Yesterday, I was unexpectedly verbally hurt, like in front of others, so very uncomfortable situation. And my normal response would be to make sure, like the typical loving kindness, oh, let's understand everybody else and let everybody feel comfortable. And also professionally, it's something that I do. And I had this, I don't know where it came from, Sandy, to you at the point, the sudden awareness of, no, this is not kind to myself here. So I found ways to set boundaries and showed up for myself and was very aware that that's what I was doing, which is the weirdest thing. It wasn't planned, obviously couldn't have been because it was all so unexpected. And while there was discomfort in the situation, all those considerations. What do others think? What do I do the right thing? Because I did something sort of character for myself in this particular situation. No issues standing up for others and professionally setting my boundaries, but this was very personal. So it was very, very interesting how also it helped me process. It felt like the space, we're always talking about giving things the space. And it was almost the opposite of what I had interpreted to be a loving pause. It was a loving pause, not with gentleness, but a bit of force. And it had a positive effect. So when you asked for this today, it allowed me to reframe it in this loving kindness context, which I thought was fascinating. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing it. And you know, compassion can be gentle. Compassion may show up as tender and gentle. Compassion can show up as fierce, fierce compassion. And we've talked about it here at Happy Hour many times. Compassion can be fierce, can be very loving and fierce. So what I'm hearing you had to do was to have that loving pause and realize, ouch, this hurts. And sometimes, actually, when I'm so befuddled, when something like that happens to me, and I'm just befuddled, like, wow, this just happened. Somebody just hurt me or publicly. I just say, ouch. It's like, wow, this was painful. Ouch. As a way to express. So I'm appreciating that, yes, loving pause can be fierce love, can be gentle, tender. There are many different ways it can show up, as long as there is wisdom. Yeah.
And one
Thank
would hope a net kindness effect, not
you. Yeah.
adding more hurt to the situation, I would hope.
Exactly. Exactly. And the reason why I brought this word in, ouch isn't, it doesn't hurt others. It's not a dagger that you're weaponizing. It's like, ouch, this hurt me. And maybe the other person didn't quite realize. So again, this quote unquote boundary setting, so much more to say about boundaries, but this quote unquote, it's really out of love. Like, oh, I've been hurt, and I care enough for you that I want you to know that this is not appropriate for you either, for your karma and for what you're producing in the world. So yeah. Thank you, Gitta. And let's see. I see two more hands. I see Vicky, please.
Hi, Nikki, thank you.
Thank you.
Mine is much more superficial, but it was really right on the money for me that you said it was a chipmunk. We don't have to get distracted by every chipmunk. And right before meditation, I was quickly writing this long email that in the process of meditating, I thought it could be about one line and make a phone call. So it was very much the wise mind to
Nice.
stop. Yeah, thanks.
Nice. Thanks, Vicky. Thanks for that. Love that. The chipmunk. Isn't that a great metaphor when we
It
hear
really
that? And
is.
like, it's just a chipmunk. Just like,
You
run
just get
a little
going.
runny here, runny there. Yeah, that is great. Yeah. Thanks, Vicky. And Ilsa, I see your hand.
I'm emboldened by a person in our small group who, when she first spoke, said that what she was about to say was somewhat different than what others had said. And so I'm emboldened by her courage to say that. And for me, the pleasure of the pause is a kindness to oneself, is the beginning of being in the actual world of meditation outside of the personality issues, outside of the body feelings, outside of anything but the breath. And I
Nice.
was just, wow. And then the next thought that I thought was, and how to have balance and poise and not get knocked around by whatever you want to call it, stuff, baggage, monkey, whatever, distractions, noise in the room, the birds tweeting, right?
Great. I appreciate it, Ilsa. Yeah, this sense of thank you for sharing. This, the pause, being able to step out of the narrative sometimes, this personality and this and that. Yeah, that's a beautiful way also to think of this loving pause. Thanks. A couple more reflections before we close. Rain, I see your hand.
Thank you. And I want to say thank you for this weekend's Saturday's retreat. I was there, and at that retreat, used the word embodiment a lot. And I found the irony tonight was we were saying, to take a pause, but I have problems with PTSD, and I space out a lot. I think I'm pausing all the time. I'm not being present. And what was really helpful for me was to take this as a moment to be in the moment, but more from an embodiment of I always just check my breath or touch myself, just, oh yeah, I have, get back in here. So we talked a little bit in my group about like the R word, like relax doesn't work for people, but it was kind of ironically for me to stop pausing and spacing out, but to actually be in my body, be
That's
present.
so interesting. Yeah, thanks, Rain. I appreciate you sharing the different connotation that the word has for you. And yes, on Saturday we talked so much about embodiment and about mindfulness and bodyfulness. Actually, we talked about bodyfulness. And actually it's interesting. And of course I appreciate that this word pause has for you has the connotation of spacing out and for me has a connotation of embodiment. And let me share how I was trying to bring it into the guided meditation. And when I was saying, oh, imagine you're resting in a comfortable chair, like an easy chair. I think I almost said easy chair, but like in a comfortable chair in the middle of this cabin where all these doors, right? So there's a sense of embodiment. You're not getting up to go and greet every chipmunk and every ant. Like, oh yeah, you're staying in your body. You're staying in your body. You're staying in your body. You're staying in this comfort of this home, this chair, this comfortable abiding where you are and not leaving. So that's the image, the metaphor I would like to share with you as a way of, oh, taking a pause from all the things that are coming and going, if that might help reframe it. And if it doesn't help reframe it, then don't use the word pause. It's fine. Yeah,
Thank you.
great. Thank you. Thanks, Ray. Wonderful. Great. So, yeah, let's see. Before we close, question, how do I join the forum when I click on it? I don't see a way to join. It says I don't have access. I'm not sure. It's the small groups. We'll stay for a moment at the end, Jessica. And also, I wanted to just remind everyone that when we do go into small groups, I do try to set it up with a lot of care. And there is that document, the thank you again, Neil, for sharing the document about happy hour etiquette. And again, it is so important that we stay and we talk about the practice. So important to talk about the practice here and now, and not so much here, there, and everywhere. It just and if we are talking about something that happened again, relating it to the practice that we're doing tonight, it really helps and supports everyone share and feel supported. This is yeah. Thank you again, Neil, for posting information about Happy Hour etiquette. Please, please, if you haven't looked at it, please click on it now as we're coming to a close. Refresh your memory as the ways to hold ourselves, to hold each other in the small groups. We really want to support everyone in the small group. And in the large group, I'm here to support and yet in the small group, it's really up to us to be a good community member. So with that. Yes, I think Sandy and Jessica Neal is going to help you join the yeah, I think joining the Google groups anyway. So thank you all for taking a loving pause together. Oh yeah, and I also wanted to say tomorrow is the Persian New Year. Around 8 p.m. is the first is the beginning of spring. It's yes. So happy Persian New Year. Happy first day of spring tomorrow, 8 p.m. or so. I'll be celebrating. Yes, Nowruz. Exactly. Gita says happy Nowruz. Thank you. Nowruz Mubarak to those of you who celebrate. I don't know who you are, and those of you. All of you celebrate. Why not? Oh, the more the merrier. So happy Nowruz, happy first day of spring to everyone, and may we yeah, let's share the merit of our practice together. May all beings everywhere, in ways we cannot understand or fathom, may they benefit from this practice, from this planting of seeds. May I benefit. May all beings, all people I am in touch with, I interact with directly or indirectly. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. Okay. Thanks, everyone. Be well. Happy Nowruz. I'm going to stop the recording.